$1 billion. That's the amount Microsoft announced that they would begin spending on security every year. In a state of security address at the Microsoft Cloud Forum in Washington, D.C. today, CEO Satya Nadella presented a new security vision for the company that includes a new cyber defense operating center that will use a mix of algorithms and humans to detect problems in real time. Microsoft also promises to continue partnering with independent security researchers. The new vision includes a focus on enterprise and cloud security, and they plan to make it harder for hackers to compromise your PC. In other Microsoft news, ZDNet says that ahead of next week's launch of the newest version of Windows 10, Microsoft has updated its privacy statement. Highlights include rewritten paragraphs that some people had previously interpreted as Microsoft spying on users' content. There was also an update to device encryption policies, which states that Microsoft does not use your individual recovery keys for any purpose, and a rewording of the phrase "other private communications" to inoutlook.com to be clear when and where Microsoft will access and disclose personal data in order to comply with applicable law. Today, Google Plus began rolling out a major redesign with a focus on communities and collections, which the company says are the social network's most popular features. Also, I might add, a place where they can harness very specific information about what you like and might be interested in spending your money on. When Google Plus spun out Photos and Hangouts, some of us speculated that the end was near for the underappreciated social network. But instead, the site is rising from the ashes with a new focus on your obsessions and your interests, whatever those interests might be. And Google says the site will be more mobile friendly. According to the post on Google Plus, there will be more changes to come. And speaking of Google, the company says that Android users can now tap free up space to instantly delete photos from phones that are already backed up to Google Photos. If you're on Android, just update to Google Photos version 1.9. iOS users will have to wait. Wah, wah. The new Parrot Bebop 2 drone would make an excellent holiday gift for any child on your list this holiday season, as long as you're willing to spend $550 on that child. And if you are, let me know. I will send you my list. I might be your child. Engadget reports that the newest drone from Parrot can reach speeds of 37 miles per hour and flies for up to 25 minutes. It features a 14-megapixel fisheye lens camera, 8 gigabytes of onboard flash storage, and the Bebop 2 also uses digital image stabilization to keep the drone weighing only 17.6 ounces. Parrot is calling it the drone for everyone, but just because anyone can fly it doesn't mean we can all afford that $550 price tag. It is cheaper than other versions, though, and it is also cheaper than a new iPhone. In other drone news, Parrot competitor DJI says they'll begin offering geofencing to prevent drones from entering restricted areas like prisons, power plants, and possibly your neighbor's lawn if they like to shoot down your drone with their gun. I'm just kidding. I made up that last part. The Verge does report that the geospatial environment online is powered by a company called AirMap. It will be updated to restrict drones from areas based on their current security needs. So you never know. TechCrunch says AirMap will also be built into the 3DR consumer-grade solo drone.